Our Place, episode 531.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi all, and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Angie.
How are you all doing? I think we're all right, aren't we, Angie?
I am.
I think we're okay. Yeah, we're all right. So, what we've been up to, we only spoke to you a week ago, didn't we, really?
Yeah.
So, we haven't got to remember weeks back or anything like that. This is all good.
And we're still having this lovely weather.
And we're still having lovely weather, so we'll be outside this afternoon.
Unless it rains. I don't know if it's supposed to. I don't think it is here, is it? No.
No.
So, not today.
No. So, and anyway, so that's us. We just sort of had a nice morning. Couple of cups of coffee, watching TV as we normally do. But what we went up to last week, well, we didn't do anything over the weekend, did we?
No, nothing unusual. No.
So Monday, sort of afternoon, evening time, Emma and I went off to Sight Village to do it. And I have to say, I apologise to Paul Gough Hopkins, if he's listening, because I said on Facebook I didn't think there'd be so many customers. I still don't think there were as many, but it was quite busy on Tuesday. Wednesday was quite a bit quieter because I got round to see people and things like that, which was all right for me. That was good. On Wednesday morning, just before we got set up, I went to see my mate Ange, Andre Louis, and he was demonstrating complete control from Native Instruments, nativeinstruments.com. And I must admit, I was blown away by the accessibility of the keyboard. We only had about half an hour to play. I look forward to coming to see you, Ange, and having a jam session. We should do this thing, shouldn't we, Ange? Yeah, what do you reckon?
I was trying to think of something to say about jam. You don't jam on keyboards.
But, yeah. Well, yeah, right. You're a bit slow there, weren't you?
Well, yes.
So I saw that. And I also bought myself a Sunu band, sunu.io. That's where you can find out about them. And it's a navigational aid that you put on your wrist. It's a bit like a Fitband, but it's got a thing that feels a bit like a microphone, which is the ultrasonic sensor. And it, a bit like Ray, if you like, but you put on your wrist. But it does a lot more than that. It does time, it does alarms, in vibrate patterns. So it's private, completely private. And you just put it on and you rest your hand down by your side. And it guides you. It tells you when you're approaching objects and things like that. And it has various apps in it because it has a phone app for Android and iPhone, which you can download and use to set up the device. So you can set up all different ranges and things like that. So it's much more advanced than the regular navigational aids like Ray and like those things.
So that's a question, actually. I hadn't thought before about the Sunu band.
Yeah.
So they say put your hand by your side.
Yeah.
So if you're say dragging a shopping trolley, that isn't going to quite work, is it?
Probably not. No. So, although it is in a sense because your hand is almost by your side when you're
pointing backwards. Usually
pointing backwards, though, isn't it?
Now, I'm not saying it wouldn't work, but these are questions, aren't they?
Yeah.
For those of us who've often got other things in our hands.
In our hands, yeah.
And what about those of us who like to swing their arms a little bit? Sometimes I try to.
Well, that doesn't work. That doesn't matter too much because it's still facing forward when your arm's down by your side. So I don't really see that as mattering too much.
This has just hit me today. I'm sorry for interrupting, but it hit me. It was just a question to bring up, you know.
It's a fascinating device. I bought one. I don't know if we're going to sell it yet, so. There's nothing CRS related about this, but I bought one.
Because they were selling the demos.
They were selling demos off for 150 quid and they're normally 225.
Yeah.
Which again is comparable because the mini guide is 399 or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good and it's got a lot more involved in it because of the app, you know. And it has a compass in it which the others don't have and all kinds of things, you know. And it can only get better, I think.
Yes.
One hopes anyway.
So wear it on the hand that's not holding your cane.
Yes.
On your spare hand.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're not wiggling.
And I've worn it for a couple of days and I found it good. The battery's life is really good. I haven't had to charge it yet because they said it was 93% charged when I bought it. So, and it was easy to pair with my phone and all kinds of things. The iPhone version has got a phone finder, but the Android doesn't appear to have that yet. This is where you can tap your band in a certain way and it makes your phone whistle so that you can hear it, you know, which is quite good. It's all in all, it's quite a good thing. I also saw another cane called WeWalk, which is rather like a talking cane, if you like. It's got Amazon Echo built in. It's got GPS, Google Maps built in. And it vibrates in certain ways when you're approaching objects. But it really protects over your head, or, you know, head height and chest height, which, you know, your cane doesn't so well normally. It's a traditional cane with a lump on the end of it, like a bit like the Ultra cane, only it's a bit smarter, I'd say. So I saw that as well. And so this year I had a good time seeing new tech. It was good.
I know you tried to get around some of it, but yeah, it makes a bit of a change. There were some slightly different things there, weren't there?
Yeah. We didn't make a whole lot of money. We didn't sell a lot of stuff there. But it was interesting, nevertheless. And so what did you do while I was away, Anne?
No, not a lot, really. I mean, nothing unusual. It was quiet. I mean, I had peace, is what I mean by that. I had peaceful time.
Yeah, yeah.
Played music, read, downloaded books from Gutenberg to read in Voice Dream Reader. Answered the phone, took all the usual, took orders, all the normal stuff.
Yep.
Nothing unusual at all.
Yeah, so there we are. What else? I'm not sure that I have anything else. We got home from Site Village on Wednesday night. And Thursday, we went to train a customer on the Easy Time 10. Easy Time Evolution, which is a Braille display with Windows 10 built into it, a computer effectively with a Braille display. So I went to train a customer to use that. Came home, and then me and Emma really had our heads down Thursday afternoon and yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, sorting out all the stuff. Yeah.
We're still sort of catching up with things, and that's my week. Is there anything else?
I can't think of anything else particularly.
Okay.
This is a bit short, but we needed to do it because we doubt we're going to be doing it next week.
We won't be doing it next week, I wouldn't think, because we're away.
Well, that's right. We won't be. Obviously not. I thought it might take a bit longer than that.
So did I. But there you go.
We haven't got
a huge amount. So that's all I can think of anyway.
People liked seeing Cyber Eyes, you said, didn't they?
Yeah, that did seem to be interesting, Cyber Eyes. Whether it converts into sales, I don't know, but certainly one person said they'd definitely get in touch with me about them. And Orcam was sending people over to us where Orcam wouldn't quite do what they wanted, you know, things like that. So that was good. There was, you know, it was good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is all good. Cyber Eyes behaved itself all right, but the signal was pretty bad there, so it was pretty slow at OCR and things like that. But it did work really quite well. Whereas in other places it's failed me, but this time it didn't really.
No.
I had to keep putting it on charge because the battery pack only lasts about an hour and a half.
Yes.
So I ended up plugging it into a power bank.
Yes.
Keep it going, you know.
Oh yes, and we now are selling the iWalk. We have got the iWalk now.
We are selling the iWalk Secretary, yes.
We've got that. Some people says that's going quite well.
Going quite well.
People keep ringing up for it. I guessed that was going to go well.
Yep, they're £80.
People are wanting those.
This is all good.
And we discovered it charged your Pixel 2.5 times, didn't it?
From a full charge. Yeah. 100%, 100%, and 54%. So that's not bad.
And that's letting your Pixel go down quite low, isn't it?
Yes.
As well. So
yeah.
So that is good. Yeah. It would certainly get you by.
Yeah.
You know, it would be a good thing.
Yeah.
So
I think that really is it, isn't it?
It looks that way.
And so, are we ready to give contact details and say cheerio?
It would appear so.
Okie dokie. So I will say you can write to ourplace@comproom.co.uk. You can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info to find out all about the show notes, read about the episodes, download them, subscribe and so on. Listen over the phone if you'd like to, thanks to Talking Newspaper Services and the usual things. If you want a Dropbox folder, email me and we'll set you one up, and then you can drop MP3s in it if you want to be on the podcast with your voice. So I think that's going to do it for this week. Sorry it's so short, but we didn't really have a huge amount to say. As I say, we probably wouldn't have done it if we was home next week.
Possibly,
but
not.
I don't know though, because it would have been hard to remember everything that I'd said.
It's best to do it.
So sorry it's so short, but quick hello and goodbye from us. So with that, I'm going to say cheerio for now.
And bye from me.
And of course, we will see you next week. I should correct that and say we will see you next time.